old one.
Very good, very good. So you had to stop washing the sheets and you went to the medicine store. Was the door open or shut?
Shut. It was shut.
Excellent, excellent. You pushed open the door and you saw Mr. Gutteridge. Was he facing you?
No. He had his back to the door. That's right. He was bending over the table. He turned round and he had fly papers. He was holding fly papers.
Fly papers?
Made by impregnating a strip of paper with a weak solution of
arsenic. Yes. Soak the paper in water, boil the solution dry, and what's left is pure concentrated poison. Pretty damning.
Conclusive.
There you are. Not too fast now. Good.
When you've finished here, Jenny, collect up the bottles and leave them just out.
Yes, Mum.
I'll be in the scullery if you need me.
Mum. Yes, you like that, don't you? Of course you do. That's the way.
You go.
Oh, sir.
Stop there and come with me. I want to talk to you.
Get in. Get in there.
No! No!
Quiet, girl. Go in, I say. Stop it.
Now listen to me. I want to know exactly what you saw in here the other day. You understand? Exactly.
I'm afraid I have some disturbing news.
Oh? What news?
I've been speaking to the cleaning supervisor. Jenny Snell hasn't come into work for the past 4 nights.
Oh, God.
Well, it didn't look good.
What did you do?
I trusted that my disguise really had taken them in and went round to Gutteridge's orphanage as myself.
Quite a risk.
It had to be done.
Good afternoon. My name is Sherlock Holmes. I'm here to inquire about Miss Jennifer Snell.
The new ferry coming? What happened?
I was presented with this. Here.
But surely...
Exactly. A fatal error.
But what did it mean?
Had he killed her, too? The girl had been silenced. I'm afraid I could see no other explanation.
What did you do?
To be honest, I wasn't sure what to do. I want to ask your advice.
My advice? My dear sir, I'm just a tired old librarian, too rapidly approaching an unwilling retirement. What could you possibly wish to ask me?
If I should go to the police with what I know, or confront the murderer myself.
What was Smith's advice?
To do neither.
Neither? Why on earth not?
For a very good reason, which I'd completely overlooked.
You're too eager to show off your cleverness. A calculating criminal has made a slip, and Sherlock Holmes has detected it, am I correct?
Well, yes, I suppose you are. But if I'm right, and the girl has been done away with...
Then justice must be done, of course. But it seems to me, Mr. Holmes, that you're proposing to confront your villain with only half a case. You may have solved this new crime, but what of the old one?
The dead babies.
He was quite right, of course. I have nothing to link the 3 dead infants with the secret store of arsenic. No evidence whatsoever of foul play.
What did you do?
Something you've seen me do many times. I just sat and smoked and thought. And eventually, I saw the truth. And then I knew exactly what course I should take.
Mr. Holmes, I fail to see how I can help you further. I've given you Jenny's home address. I suggest you contact her at her father's.
I doubt if I should find her there.
What do you mean by that?
But I'm not here solely about Miss Snow. I'm investigating the recent deaths of 3 babies in your care, Mrs. Gutteridge.
Those children died of natural causes, God rest their souls. I have the doctor's certificates.
I'm well aware of that.
Then what is there to investigate?
A very great deal. For instance, I know that your medicine store contains a hidden supply of concentrated arsenic.
What?
And I know that the arsenic was used to kill those infants.
But there was no trace of poison.
You know that.
Oh, yes. And finally, I know that Jenny Snell was unfortunate enough to stumble onto what was happening and was killed to keep her silent.
Jenny's dead?
Unfortunately for her killer, she came to me first.
She can't be dead. It's a lie. Toby, tell him.
I already have.
She had to leave unexpected.